Hello everyone, my name is Fanny. I'm now working at the ADG group of NetApp, and today I present this paper. It's a joint work with my PhD advisor, Dr. Song Jiang from UT Arlington. As we know, during the last 10 years, and the data is growing rapidly, and the data efficient data storage and management has become a big challenge. So fortunately, we have opportunity here, and the data duplication is very common among the data. There are many sources that can generate this duplicate data. For example, in cloud environment, multiple users may try to store the same files on the cloud multiple times. And also, different users may apply different change on the same file, which will generate different versions. And also, the use of checkpointing and also repeated data caching can also generate a lot of use case.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
And the high data redundancy has been observed in both backup and primary storage workloads. So there is already a technique called the data duplication has been proposed to remove this redundant data. So what is the idea? The idea is that suppose we have two files to return to the disk, and with data duplication, we'll first calculate their fingerprint, and if there is a match, only one copy of the data will be stored on disk. Data duplication actually has been used to save the storage space, I/O bandwidth, and the network traffic. It's an important feature in many commercial storage systems, like the NetApp ONTAP system and Dell EMC data domain system. And there are two issues that must be addressed efficiently to make it really efficient in real system. The first issue is that we need to deduplicate more data. And the second issue is that we must deduplicate very fast. So for the first issue to detect more duplicated data, we need to deduplicate at smaller chunks. So for the input data, we need to cut them into small pieces or called chunks. And on each chunk, we'll calculate their fingerprint. And in this way, we can achieve a higher deduplication ratio. And so this chunking this deduplication process introduces two steps. The first is chunking, and the second is fingerprinting. It is unlikely to significantly reduce the fingerprinting cost, because anyway, we need to apply the collision-resistant hash functions for detecting duplicates and cannot compromise data correctness. Then how about this chunking process? Can we make it very fast? Actually, we can. For example, we can use fixed-size chunking, which partitions the input file into equal fixed-size chunks. And assume we have a file here, and we define the chunk size to be 4. So for every two characters, we'll define chunk boundary, and we'll get a number of chunks. Then there is another file come with the same contents. So we also do the fixed size chunking, and we get the same kind of chunks. Then in this way, we can get all duplicated chunks detected and removed. And it works very well. However, it can have problem. Let's see. So suppose we just insert one character at the beginning of the second file and write it back to the system. So with fixed size chunking, we can see all the chunks in the second file has been changed. So no duplicates will be detected, even though these two files shares most contents. This is the well-known boundary shift problem. And there is already a solution to solve this problem called content-defined chunking. So assume that we have these two files, and for content-defined chunking, we'll define a special marker. Let's say question mark here. So every time we find a question marker, we define chunk boundary. Now we can see it will generate variable size chunks. So as long as this question mark is not changed, we can get the same chunk boundaries. So for the second file, all the chunks except the first one will be detected as duplicates. and can get deduplicated. So let's quantify the benefit of CDC in terms of deduplication ratio. So we run some tests on real-world data set on top of both content-defined chunking deduplication system and the fixed-size chunking-based deduplication system. As we can see, CDC-based deduplication system can provide a much higher deduplication ratio compared to fixed-size chunking. However, everything comes with a cost. The CDC can be very expensive. Why? Let's first look at into the question mark we use to determine chunk boundaries in the previous example. So what kind of marker do we want? We do not want, definitely do not want the marker to appear too frequently in the data because it will generate many small chunks. And also, we do not want it to appear too rare because it will generate very big chunks, which will hurt deduplication ratio. And also, we do not want these chunks, these markers appears very frequently in a small range and then becomes very sparse in other ranges. So an ideal marker for determining these chunk boundaries should be evenly spaced out with a controllable distance in between. So the marker is determined by applying a hash functions on a window of bytes of the input data. For example, here, we apply the hash function on four continuous bytes here and generate a hash value and compare with a predefined value. If there is a match, then we find a chunk. And now we can see why content-defined chunking is very expensive. Because in each window, we need to do a hash computation and comparison. And also, every time we can only load the window one byte to the right. So if we have a file that is tens of gigabytes, and then for the chunking of this file, we need to do tens of billions hash computation and comparison. So let's check how this will affect the execution time. So we run some experiments with real-world data set, and we can see that over 60% of the CPU time actually is spent on the chunking process in CDC-based deduplication system. And this will make the CPU very busy and make the performance bottleneck of the system actually shift from the disk side to the CPU side, and the I/O bandwidth actually is not fully utilized. This problem becomes even more serious for data sets with higher deduplication ratio because there is less burden on the I/O side. And there are already some efforts on accelerating this CDC chunking. Some efforts try to make this hash function more faster. However, it can generate many small chunks, which will increase the size of the metadata, which usually need to be stored on the in the cache for performance. And some other efforts try to use parallel hardware like a GPU, multi-core, many-core platforms to parallelize this chunking process. And it will need extra hardware, and also there is substantial efforts to deploy. And also the speed up usually is bounded by this hardware parallelism. And to sum up, existing methods usually need significant software hardware efforts. However, it can only get very limited performance return. So in this paper, we propose rapid CDC, which is also a method to accelerate chunking. Let me summarize their main features. It is still sequential and do not require any extra hardware or software resources like a GPU, multi-core, or multi-threads, or something like that. And it can make the hash function speed almost irrelevant. Because even with the slow hash function, we can still accelerate the chunking by by 10, 20, or 30 times. And also, at the same time, the deduplication ratio is not compromised compared to regular CDC method. And lastly, it can be very easily deployed on, adopted in existing CDC deduplication systems. Usually, we only need to add 100 or 200 lines of code in only a few functions. So how do we make this breakthrough? Let's say we have already some unique chunks stored on the disk, which is marked as different colors here. So we have a file to chunk. And at the beginning, we'll apply this CDC to row one, byte by byte, to get to the first chunk boundary. And we'll calculate the fingerprint. If there is a fingerprint match, it means it's a duplicate chunk. So we can get the chunk deduplicated. So after deduplication of this chunk, do we really still need to do this byte by byte check to find the next chunk boundary? Actually, we do not know. Do we need to resume this byte by byte check for the next chunk boundary? So let's assume that and the yellow chunk here is followed by another chunk, the green chunk, whose size is 15 in the previous chunking history. So since we already get a yellow chunk here, so can we expect that the following chunk will also be the green chunk whose size is 15? If this assumption is true, then we can leverage this information to quickly jump into the next offset, which is 15 kilobytes away. So now we can see that to enable this possibility, we need to maintain this chunk linkage information. And then, however, we do not need to maintain them directly. We only need to record the size of the chunk to its previous chunk, so fingerprint, let's say here. So now let's assume that we have already connected all these sites and attached them to their previous chunks, and we get all these sites. So now I'll explain how this information can help to significantly speed up the chunking process. I'll show you a big picture of the idea. So first, at the very first beginning, we still do regular CDC method to find the next chunk boundary. And if we found a fingerprint match, then we'll get a size. And then we can use this size directly jump to the next potential chunk boundary and do some verification there. And if it's a duplicate chunk, we'll get another size, 7 kilobytes. And then we'll use this 7 kilobytes quickly jump to the next potential chunk boundary. And we can repeat this jumping as long as that there is a fingerprint match. And fortunately, we found that actually this fingerprint match almost always happens. Let me show you some evidence. So actually, the idea leverages duplicate locality, which describes the phenomenon that if two chunks are duplicate to each other, it's very likely their following chunks are also duplicate to each other. So in this finger, the x-axis shows a different number of files in the data set. And from left to right, more and more files have been added to the data set. And there are two curves here. The first, the blue curve shows the percentage of duplicate chunks among all the chunks in the system. And the red chunk shows the duplicate chunk immediately followed by other duplicate chunks. So now we can see that these two curves are very close to each other, which means duplicate chunks are very likely to appear together. And this observation is not only for this data set. Actually, we have the same observation for all the data sets we have tested, which are from different sources. So now with this observation, the design of Rector CDC is very simple. Actually, every time when we find a chunk, and we will attach its size to its previous chunk's fingerprint. And then whenever we found a duplicate chunk, we will use the chunk size attached to this fingerprint to quickly jump to the next potential chunk boundary and do some verification there. So let's say, I'll explain it in, with an example. So let's say file A have already been stored on the disk, and we want to do chunking for file B. So at the beginning, we'll get a P1 and a P2 with regular CDC method, and we'll get the chunk B1. And if we found there is some fingerprint match with A1, then we can use the size attached to FP1 to quickly jump to the next chunk boundary, P2, and do some verification. And if it's also a duplicate chunk with A2 here, so we can use the size attached to FP2, which is S3 here. So we can repeat this quick jumping as long as there is a fingerprint match. So actually, there are some other design considerations. For example, in real world data set, a chunk can be followed by different chunks in different data sequence. So instead of only maintaining one size with a fingerprint, we need to maintain a size list. And also, for each suggested chunk boundaries, we need some criteria to check whether it's a real chunk or not. So we have defined four criteria with different efficiency and confidence. If you are interested, please refer to the paper for more details. And for the evaluation, we set up our prototype based on a rolling window-based CDC system. We use Robin and Gare as rolling hash functions for rolling window computation. And we use SHA-1 to calculate the fingerprints. And we run our test with three disks with different speeds. And these two figures show the results with synthetic data sets where insert and delete are applied to files to generate different versions. As we can see, the chunking speed correlated with the duplication ratio. And also, the duplication ratio is less affected except for the one with the show with the green bar. That is a very aggressive one. And for these two figures shows the results with real world data set. Okay, I only two slides. So these two figures shows the results with real world data set. So we can see that the chunking speed up can be very significant for data sets with high duplication ratio. And actually it can approach the duplication ratio. And also there is low duplication ratio reduction even for the most aggressive mode. And to conclude, Rector CDC represents a disruptive new approach to improve CDC chunking speed. And it increases the chunking speed by up to 33 times without any loss of duplication ratio. And its adoption in existing CDC duplication system does not require any major change of its current operation flow. And its implementation in any existing CDC duplication system requires minimal code changes. And also, the prototype implementation is available on GitHub. Thank you. This is all for my presentation. I'm ready to take questions.
Great. I think we have time for maybe one quick question. Any questions? I have a question. So it seems like this works as long as you have exact matches, right? As long as your chunks match exactly. but if there's some small difference between one chunk and the next, then you don't get a match at all. Is there a way you can combine this with other kinds of compression systems where you maintain, you know, a small diff between a previous version?
Oh, actually, deduplication technique can only be used to detect two pieces of data that have exactly the same data. So maybe for your case, you some compression method can help.
Any other quick question, or if not, let's thank Fan, and I think we'll have a quick coffee break now. So
thank you.